Namaste. I'm Alex, and I have created this podcast featuring a gentle yoga practice for lower back care. The sequence is approximately 30 minutes and designed for you to enjoy in the comforts of your own home. To prepare, you'll need enough space to accommodate your yoga mat, and ideally, this space is free of excess clutter and any potential distractions. In addition to your yoga mat, you'll need a block, a blanket, a strap, and a bolster. All of these props will be helpful to maximize comfort and support. If you don't have any of these yoga props, you can always improvise with a towel in place of the blanket. You can find a book, a hardbound book, that's approximately the same width as a yoga block. And you can always use like a scarf or even a necktie to improvise for a strap. So once you get your yoga mat laid out, settle down onto your back. Hug your knees into your chest and begin to rock slowly side to side. I recommend closing your eyes here, and as you begin to rock your legs to the right, slowly and gently rock your neck and head over to the left, opposite your legs. And then continue several passes, slowing down the movement and slowing down your breath. This gentle rocking motion will help to create a gentle massage for your lower back and for the base of your skull. And after several passes, begin to slow down and arrive to a neutral position. Lower your feet to your mat and keep your knees bent. And shift your feet and your legs hip distance apart. And close your eyes and rest your hands on your belly. Do your best to keep your belly relaxed and receptive as you slow down and deepen your breath. It's taking this initial beginning of our practice to generate breath awareness. With each passing exhale breath, feel your muscles relax a little more and begin to feel the weight and the density of your bones settling down. And try to create a nice balanced rhythm from inhale to exhale. Once you've established a balanced rhythm within your breath, we'll begin to slowly move the body. Here, continue to keep your knees bent, lift your feet up, and cap your kneecaps with your hands so your fingertips are directed towards your feet. And begin here in this neutral position and try to relax your lower body from your pelvis down into your legs and into your feet. And we'll work exclusively with our upper body strength combined with our breath. As you connect with your next inhale, begin to straighten your elbows and glide your thighs away from your chest. And as you exhale, bend your elbows and glide your thighs and your knees towards your chest. And continue to move with your breath. Inhale, straightening the elbows, gliding your thighs away from your chest. Exhale, breath, bend your elbows and glide your thighs and knees towards your chest. And with your lower body relaxed and a byproduct of creating this gliding motion with your legs, you begin to gently rock or cradle your sacrum. So this is a nice way to release any lower back tension or compression, especially through your lower lumbar spine and sacrum. And it's also a very gentle and therapeutic technique to reduce any excess pressure or weight on your sciatic nerve. So a few more passes here, just moving with your breath. Inhale, straighten your elbows, glide your thighs away from your chest. Exhale, breath, bend your elbows and glide your thighs towards your chest. And this is also a nice vinyasa to practice should you need any additional digestive support. With each exhale breath, as you glide your thighs in towards your chest, you simultaneously give your organs a nice little squeeze and massage. And after your next round, begin to slow down And lower and extend your left leg onto your mat. Continue here with your right foot lifted and your knee bent, and begin to hug your leg into your chest, interlacing your fingers directly below your knee, moving into Apanasana. So here I recommend flexing both of your feet and your ankles and shifting your right thigh slightly towards the outer edge of your torso. And with each exhale breath, begin to draw your knee a little closer towards your armpit. So Apanasana is very helpful posture to release lower back tension, create a little more length in through your lower back. And it's one of the asanas that's recommended, once again, for digestive support. And here on the right side, you give your ascending colon a nice little squeeze and massage. And pause here for a few more breaths. And if you feel any kind of lower back tension at all, you can always modify by bending your left knee and placing your left foot on your mat. As you exhale, slowly lower and extend your right leg to your mat. Rest both of your arms down by your side, palms face down. And with your inhale, reach and extend your arms all the way up overhead so the back of your hands touch the floor above your head, inviting a nice full body stretch. And as you exhale, lift and lower your arms. Shift here to the other side, Apanasana on the left side, bending your left knee, interlacing your fingers directly below your knee, and exhale breath, shifting your thigh to the outer edge of your torso and drawing your knee to your armpit. Slow deep breath here, breathing into the left side of your lower back, simultaneously giving your descending colon a little squeeze and massage. Try to keep your upper body relaxed, especially your face and back and through your jaw. Release any tension through your upper shoulders. And as you exhale, slowly shift, lower and extend your left leg to your mat, arms down by your side. Inhale, breath, reach and extend both arms all the way up overhead. Nice full body stretch. And as you exhale, lower your arms down. Bend your right knee and hug your leg into your chest. Reach for your strap and bring your strap underneath the arch of your right foot. And hold on here to your strap on both sides and slowly extend your right leg up towards the ceiling. And so you can feel this out as you get yourself settled into Supta Padangusthasana. And if you feel any lower back strain whatsoever, modify with your left knee bent and your feet on your mat. Otherwise, continue with your left leg extended. So feet and legs are active. And as you start to breathe in through the sensations here through the right leg, think of the extension moving up and out through your heel. Fan your toes a little bit, flex your toes towards your face. And as you create that extension up and out through your right heel, continue to direct the right side of your sacrum and your right hip downward towards your mat. So here with Supta Padangusthasana, it's quite a big stretch for your hamstring. Should you have tight hamstrings, you can always ease out of overstretching here by simply bending your knee. So settle into your depth, whatever that may be, for 5 additional breath cycles. And with your exhale breath, bend your knee. You may want to hug both legs into your chest and gently rock that out side to side, or any comfortable movement, helpful movement during the transition here. And then we'll prepare for the left side. And so exact same emphasis here. Right leg is either extended, ankle and foot flex, leg active, or modify with your foot, your right foot on your mat. And strap underneath the arch of your left foot slowly here with your breath. Exhale, begin to extend your leg towards the ceiling. And if your strap is long enough for you to hold on down towards the end of the strap, That's recommended so you can rest the back of your upper arms on your mat. So it has a slightly more restorative and a softening type of effect for your upper body and your shoulders. Start to breathe into the sensations here, getting into the left hamstring. Continue to direct your left hip and the left side of your sacrum downward. Get into your toes. One of the quickest ways to get in through the hamstring is via your foot and your toes. So kind of explore a little bit, wiggle your toes, point and flex your foot a couple of times, see how that feels. We'll pause here for a few additional breaths. With your exhale, slowly shift, bend your left knee, and hug both legs into your chest and rock slowly side to side. Arriving to a neutral position, we'll now prepare for Setu Bandha, bridge pose. So knees are bent, feet are on your mat. Walk your feet back towards your pelvis, towards your sits bones. Feet and legs are hip distance apart. For those of you that would like more of a challenging option, you can wedge your yoga block into your upper inner thighs, as far into the upper inner thighs as possible, and squeeze, engaging your adductors. For those of you that would like more of a restorative approach, especially if you have any kind of chronic lower back compression, I recommend placing your block or your hardbound book underneath your sacrum. This creates a nice platform for the sacrum and it allows your lower back to lengthen should you need that additional care. And with bridge pose, with your inhale breath, begin to lift your pelvis, lift your spine, and reach and extend both arms all the way up overhead. And with your exhale breath, begin to lower your arms, lower your spine, and lower your pelvis down. Keep your feet active. Inhale, lifting your pelvis, your spine, reach and extend both arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, breath, continue, lower your arms, your spine, and your pelvis down. So 8 additional rounds here. It's a nice way to give the entire length of your spine a little massage. It's a great way to strengthen your legs. Take care that your chin is lower than the bridge of your nose and avoid rocking your neck and head in any direction. Keep your neck in a neck and head in a neutral position. You may even want to close your eyes for your remaining rounds and become aware of how your breath initiates the movement. And try to lengthen your exhale breath and lower slowly. And try to feel, really tune in to one vertebra at a time, lowering down to your mat. And once your sacrum and the back of your pelvis settle down, imagine that your tailbone lengthens to your heels. Once complete with your final round, settling down, you can remove your blocks, hug your legs into your chest, rock that out a little bit side to side, and then ease over to either side and guide yourself into a hands and knees tabletop position. Now, I recommend placing either your blanket or your towel underneath your knees so you have good padding. Settling in here, take care that your hands are directly underneath your shoulders and that your knees are underneath your hips and feet and legs are hip distance apart. Settle here in this neutral position. Avoid dropping your neck and head down. Settle your shoulder blades down your back and then just take a moment here and become aware of the extension of your spine. Begin to lift and tone in through your lower belly. And begin to actively press down through the tops of your feet. One of the best ways that we can support our lower back is by engaging our core. And here in this neutral tabletop position, you can really ride that natural contracting action of your exhale breath and create lift and tone, strengthening the abdominal wall. With your next inhale breath, moving into your cow. Tilting your tailbone upward, rocking your pelvis forward, belly downward, glide your chest through your arms, and begin to look upward. With your exhale breath, begin to tuck your tailbone, round your spine towards the ceiling, and release your head heavy. Moving into cat and cow, creating a little undulation, moving all the way up and down the spine. Continue to move with your breath, inhaling cow, tailbone tilting up, belly downward, glide your chest through your arms, looking upward, give the front of your throat a nice little stretch, exhale breath, tuck your tailbone, round your spine, and release your head. If you have a lot of heady excess stress and tension going on, I recommend at least a couple of exhales through your mouth. As you inhale, arrive to a neutral position. And with your exhale breath, begin to slowly glide or rock your pelvis back towards your heels, moving into Balasana, child's pose. So feeling this out for yourself, some of you may prefer opening your knees a little wider. That will create a little more space for your chest. Some of you will be comfortable just resting your chest on your thighs. And then for those of you that would like more of a restorative approach, you can always bring your bolster or even a nice solid cushion in between your legs and rest your chest on that support. Continue here with your arms extended out in front of you. Try to fan your fingers, walk your fingers forward a little bit more. Get a nice stretch in through your underarms and continue to direct your shoulders down your back. Balasana is a wonderful posture. It helps to give the spine a nice stretch. It helps to create a little more space in through the lower back, primarily that area below your lower ribs and above the crest of your pelvis. And it has a lovely internal quality to it. So in those times when you're feeling overwhelmed, there's possibly been a lot of outward moving activity in your life, child's pose can be a lovely repose, drawing your energy inward. As you connect with your next exhale breath from child's pose, begin to walk your arms and your torso as far over to the left as possible, moving into a lateral stretch for your spine. Once you arrive into your depth, stack your right hand on top of your left and begin to breathe slowly and deeply into the right side of your rib cage. A few breath cycles here. Inhale, return to a neutral position, and with your exhale breath, begin to walk your arms, your torso as far to the right as possible. Now stack your left hand on top of your right. Good. Inhale to a neutral position, and then begin to shift and return to a tabletop. As I mentioned earlier, one of the more effective ways that we can stabilize and support our lower back is by developing core strength. So here from your tabletop position, again, tune into your alignment. Begin there, hands underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Begin to lift and extend your right leg. And then flex your right foot and ankle firmly, as if you're standing on the earth, and engage your leg. And direct your right hip bone downward and continue to lift and tone in through your lower belly. Try to maintain a nice neutral position through your lower back. If you are practicing in front of a mirror, your lower back should look almost like a tabletop-like surface. So here, continuing for 5 additional breath cycles. And for those of you that would like an additional challenge, inhale breath, reach and extend your left arm out in front of you, opposite arm to leg. And as you extend your left arm out in front of you, reach out through your fingertips and continue to direct your shoulder, your left shoulder, away from your ear so your neck isn't getting all scrunched up. 5 breath cycles here. And as you exhale, shift back, rock your pelvis to your heels, Balasana, child's pose, resting for a few breaths, using this as an opportunity to recalibrate your breath as needed. And then shift and return to tabletop and prepare for the other side. And exhale, breath, lift and extend your left leg. and experiment a little bit with your left foot and ankle. Where do you feel like you can create the greater level of strength? Is it by flexing your ankle and foot, or by pointing your toes? Maintain that lift and tone through your lower belly, and for the additional challenge with your inhale, reach and extend your right arm out in front of you. And slowly release, returning to Balasana for a few resting breaths. And from Balasana, ease on to your belly, preparing for a Shalambhasana sequence, a locust sequence. And so preparing to do some gentle back bending here, another opportunity to strengthen our lower back. So beginning with your forehead and the tops of your feet on your mat. You may want to rock your pelvis a little bit side to side. Begin to lengthen through your tailbone and draw your navel back towards your spine. And with your inhale breath, begin to lift your right leg, your upper chest and head. And as you exhale, slowly lower down and release. With your next inhale, begin to lift your left leg, upper chest and head, any amount, until you get to a comfortable depth for yourself here. Exhale, slowly release. Two more times. Inhale, lifting the right leg. And as you lift your right leg up, actively press the top of your left foot down. Exhale and release. Inhale, left leg. Similar emphasis as the left leg lifts, actively press the top of your right foot down. Exhale, breath and release. And one more time on each side. And once complete, you can take a moment here. It might be nice to bend your knees and just kind of rock the legs a little side to side. Feel free to explore any kind of transitional movement that helps. And then we'll prepare for another sequence, another Shalambhasana sequence. Reach and extend both arms out in front of you. And as you reach that, your arms out, creating that extension, continue to direct your shoulder blades down your back. And with your inhale breath, lift your right arm, left leg, upper chest and head. And with your exhale breath, slowly lower. And inhale breath, lift your left arm, right leg, upper chest and head. Exhale breath and release. Continue two additional rounds on each side, opposite arm to leg. Trying to lengthen here your lower lumbar spine deeper into your body, creating that elongation through the lower spine versus compression. And once complete, ease down to your belly and shift here back to child's pose, rocking your pelvis back to your heels. Pause there and breathe into your lower back. And from child's pose, you can shift in any way that's easiest for you. Make your way onto your back and hug your legs into your chest. And prepare for a supine twist. So I recommend working with your blanket and bolster. And or if you're improvising with the props, you'd use your towel and a firm cushion. Beginning here, on your back, knees bent, feet lifted, and wedge your blanket in between your knees, and place your bolster or cushion on the right side of your mat. Extend your arms out to the side in a T-shape, palms directed upward, and as you exhale, rock your legs over to the right. And settle in here. You can feel it out for yourself. You may need to add extra props or eliminate them completely, depending on how your lower back feels. You should feel a sense of support here. And also try to soften as much as possible. Try to relax your muscles as much as possible. And shift your knees a little closer towards your right elbow, creating almost like a 90-degree angle with your thighs. And as you close your eyes, return to your breath, and you can either continue with your neck and head in a neutral position or gently rock your neck and head over to the left, opposite your legs. And 5 breaths here. And twisting is a very helpful way to neutralize the spine after some of the symmetrical and asymmetrical movement that we just practiced. Return your neck and head to a neutral position, and with your exhale breath, lift your legs, shift your props now over to the other side. And exhale, lower into your twist. Neck and head either stays neutral or rocks the opposite direction of your legs. And try to soften here, slow deep breathing. Twisting also provides a nice little massage and kind of like a cleansing action of sorts for your organs. It gives the organs a nice little squeeze and massage. And returning your neck and head to a neutral position, lift your legs. You can remove your towel or blanket and rock that out a little bit. And from here, if there is any additional movement that you would like to practice or explore before Shavasana, please take a moment for yourself. Otherwise, if you're ready to move into corpse pose, Shavasana, I recommend placing your cushion or your bolster behind the back of your knees as you extend your legs. That provides a nice support for your lower back and creates a subtle lengthening action through your lower back area. Settle in here. Make sure that you're warm and comfortable. You may want to dim the lights down. If you have an eye pillow, you can place that over your eyes. You may want to cover yourself up if you feel like there's any kind of chill in the air. Shift your feet and legs so they're about hip distance apart, and your arms down by your side. Shift them away from your torso and turn your palms upward. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale slowly through your mouth. A couple more times, a slow, deep inhale through your nostrils. And as you exhale through your mouth, try to soften your muscles as much as possible, letting go of the practice and settling into the support of the earth. And as your body takes rest here in Shavasana, make an effort to keep your mind present and alert. And simply follow the rhythm of your breath. Follow the gentle rise and fall of your belly and your chest. And follow the pathway of your breath as it enters and exits your body. Take a moment to observe the temperature of your breath. Begin to deepen your breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bringing very slow and intentional movement back into your body. Easing out of Shavasana. And bend your knees and slowly roll over to your right side and pause here in the fetal position for at least a few breaths. And from the fetal position, guide yourself upright and come to sit. I recommend sitting up on a little lift, a little support, a prop of your choice, and so your hips and your pelvis are elevated above your knees. And if it's painful to sit cross-legged, you can always sit with your legs extended. And as you settle in, close your eyes and find a comfortable place to rest your hands. And turn your attention inward. And begin to feel the gravitational force flowing down through your body. Begin to feel the weight and the density of your pelvis settling down, creating your base, your seat. And from the earth plane, begin to sit up a little taller. Enliven your spine. Awareness of the extension lengthening up from your tail to your crown. Scan your body and begin to relax and soften where you need to, especially in those areas that you're prone to holding a lot of unnecessary stress or tension. And turn your attention to your breath. We'll sit quietly for a brief moment to observe the result of our practice. And shift your attention and bring your palms together in front of your heart and bow to your heart, Anjali Mudra, as you acknowledge your efforts and your discipline, taking this time to honor your body, your mind, and your spirit. And may all beings everywhere benefit from our practice. Namaste.